It's an amazing stat, you know, 15 in a career. That's difficult to do. Obviously, with the style of defense we play, that our eyebrows went up. You know, here's a guy that really fits what we're trying to do. The fact that we really feel comfortable with him in three positions, which we talked about with John Bostic. You know, he'd be a little bit more of the outside guy, where John would be the inside guy starting out. That played in the factor. We see a good special teams player. And what an amazing story on Kasim in terms of, here's a guy that played strong safety. He did start at that position. Moved to linebacker by Greg Schiano, always trying to move the better athletes up to create more team speed. And what a response. You know, 140, 139 tackles, two-time conference player of the year. In his only 2 years in football at linebacker, he had never played the position before. So to have 15 forced fumbles, to have that many tackles, he's had seven picks. I think him and Manti Te'o were tied with, out of this linebacker class in picks. Kasim, by far, was a runaway winner in terms of forced fumbles. We were happy to get a player of that value that where we had him on the board at that time in the draft. Yes. As you saw, right after we picked him, there was a little run on linebackers. Yeah, you know, that's interesting. That I thought just that when we picked him, you know, because I was listening to Todd, was it McShay, say something about him being instinctively behind or something. And, hey, you know, and everybody has their thoughts, and those are good thoughts. A lot of people were saying that about Michael when he came out, and we had really done our homework. And, you know, for Michael, it was more of people were a little turned off in terms of did he have consistency of effort. You know, he turned out to be a really good player. We really expect Kasim. Which, the thing about Kasim and Michael that they had that you couldn't deny was the high level of productivity. You know, Michael Boley had 54 tackles for loss in his career, like 21 sacks. In 2 years, look what Kasim has done. So regardless of how you scout him or eye him or if you see his strengths and weaknesses, look at the things you can't deny. Athleticism, production, leadership, ability to change positions and be productive. Those are the things that turn us on.